This is Pastor Alfonso Espinosa. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, "I believed and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that his grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Heavenly Father loves you so much that he has established for you the office of the holy ministry. It's not about men, but about Christ being present in his church to teach and to preach to his people, all of you who are baptized into his name most holy. The office belongs to Christ. The ministry is Christ's. The saving and empowering word is Christ's. Still, God uses men in this office. Because he does, he desires to ensure that we never get the impression that the power of Christ's office and word is derived from the men who serve in the holy ministry. How could it? They are mere jars of clay, verse 7. They have cracks and holes. In themselves, they are dust. In themselves, they have no power. But this is the way God has chosen to reach us. In the lowly things, in the humble things, in the things that are weak and frail in the eyes of the world. These things are reminiscent of how Christ our Savior came to us. He took on our flesh and emptied himself, humbling himself so that he could know and share in our weakness, in order to be our perfect substitute, presenting himself to the Father as the atoning sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. But this is not to say that Christ's light does not shine through the humble things. It most certainly does. During the Lord's public ministry, he said, "I am the light of the world," John 8:12. And through those called to serve in his office, as humble and as weak as they are, his light also shines through the saving gospel they proclaim. But St. Paul wrote, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you." These servants proclaim the death of Jesus and are seen having death working even in themselves as they are put under the cross to serve. But as they do, the baptized, the Christians, receive Christ's ministry. The light of the saving gospel shines. The certainty of sins forgiven is had. Guilt and shame is removed. Fear is overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and by his glorious resurrection, life is given to you. Thus, through the proclamation of the death of Christ, and through men who are dying as they serve in his name, you, dear Christian, receive Christ, so that life is at work in you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things that we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.